Bike Walk and Wheel Week is May 12th through 17th.
This is Ozark Greenways and Springfield's annual celebration of our trails, our on-street bike routes, and the bus system, and alternative ways to get around town or get to destinations.
Lori Tack is program coordinator for Ozark Greenways, which is coordinating next week's activities. Prizes will be awarded to anyone who participates, and Tack says there's a variety of ways to take part.
So whether you walk to lunch, or you go visit a trail, or you can take the bus for free if you're traveling with a bike all week, so it's a perfect time to just get on and try it, go around town and see where you can go.
According to City Utility spokesman Joel Alexander, all large CU buses are equipped with bike racks on the front, and drivers are happy to help bicyclists load their bikes. But loading a bike is easy, as demonstrated by a rider this week.
And just like that, right? Pull up and pull this out and pull it over your tire.
Alexander assures anyone hesitant to take a city bus somewhere that it's easy to do. And he says people can make it to their locations on time when riding a bus, even during times of heavier traffic.
If you're worried about getting to work or an appointment or something like that, we can still get you there. You just need to have a little planning to do it.
You can find out more information about riding a CU bus at cutransit.net or call 831-8782, and a scheduler will help you find out which buses you need to take. Tack says it's easier to get around Springfield without a car than most people think, and Ozark Greenways is happy to help anyone who wants to try.
We welcome questions at our office. If you're new to this, or if you have questions, you know, we will be glad to help people find their routes. And a lot of times people will call with a question about their route that's easily fixed. They just didn't know. And so an important aspect of this event is showing people where the routes are and how to bike properly, to follow the rules of the road, so that we can all, you know, share the road properly.
Her advice is to plan ahead and check Ozark Greenway's website and use designated routes with wider shoulders, bike lanes, and slower traffic. Using area trails and buses has an unexpected benefit. According to Tack, it offers a sense of community.
When you get out of your car and you meet people face to face, you know, there's such an important social aspect for us. You know, we need that human interaction. The trails we call a long, skinny front porch. And we never really even realized, you know, the mental health benefits of having that interaction and feeling, you know, that sense of community and belonging.
There are several activities planned May 12th through 17th as part of Bike Walk and Wheel Week, including a history and art bike walk tour, a showing of the movie Bikes vs. Cars, Bike Walk to School Day, and the Ale Trail Brewery to Brewery. You can also join Sunrise Coffee and Bicycle Club from 5:50 to 7:30 Monday through Friday in the morning next week at various locations. Find out more about Bike Walk and Wheel Week or sign up to take part at ozarkgreenways.org. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.